absolute of ours to praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Patience and attitude of faith. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Patience and attitude of faith. Faith has an attitude. We'll be speaking about faith and our attitude as we focus on the faith for the man. But tell somebody that by faith has an attitude. Faith has an attitude. When you have faith in your heart, it has the way it behaves around you. Amen. When you have faith in your heart, it has the way it behaves. Amen. Oh, amen. Tell somebody faith has a behavior. As I've been speaking about faith, you may know I have faith. I believe I have faith. I believe I'm walking in faith. But faith has a behavior. Hebrews chapter 6. Hallelujah. Prayer is one of the attitudes of faith. If someone has faith, that person will believe in prayer and will like praying. Obedience is also an attitude of faith. When someone obeys, the person demonstrates faith. Like I explained to you last week, that all things being equal, you are likely to obey the one you believe has what it takes to carry out their promise. So will like to obey such a person. So obedience is a revelation of faith. So obedience is an attitude of faith. Being blind to facts, being blind to what the doctor is saying, what your body is saying, what the system is saying, what your pocket is saying, being blind to those things is also an attitude of faith. When someone has faith, the person doesn't focus on what he has and what he doesn't. So if you were GDR, Nipano, on Shani or what any own, on Shani and the body no aircar, on Shani and the bank account aircar, on Shani a doctor aircar, Nianamia semican qua, and not in any season. That is blind to fact. It doesn't matter what your body is saying, it doesn't matter what people around you are saying. What matters is that the word of God says A, B, or C. Are you following me? But one of the behaviors or attitude of faith, one which is one of the greatest of all, is the attitude of patience. Everybody say patience. Oh, say patience. That is why I call my message patience and attitude of faith. I've spoken about some of the other things, but I just want to focus on patience for today. That patience, say we nya abotreno, eye didie esubai, eye didie su. So we obia awa abotrea, owo didie wo bibimo. So otone po ase kosi se adie ne ebebem. If you see someone with faith, all things being equal, you see that the person is patient. The person is patiently waiting for what he believes. So there cannot be faith without patience, because faith without patience will lead to faith failure. If you have faith and you don't have patience, you will throw in the towel. Hebrews 6 verse 12. Hebrews 6 verse 12. Are you there? Are you there? Now I want us all to read together. One go. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. I like how the King James said it. Put it in the old King James way. I'm familiar with that one more. It says that you be not slothful, not lazy. That means that the faith work is a hard work. Tell somebody the faith work is a hard work. Gidie anamono eye ejuma ding. Se wo ji bibie di kosi sa de ni bebe mu no enye easy. Catch up is enye easy. It's a hard work. So the Bible says that do not be slothful, lazy, but be followers. That is, copy them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. That means for you to receive the promise, you need faith plus what? Patience. Everybody say faith and patience. They are the twins of manifestation. Faith and patience. GTA any abutre. GTA any abutre. Se uwo mu ba kwa. Ebe hache. E wose unya ni mienu. GTA any abutre. You need faith and patience. Tell the one by you, you need faith and patience. Come on, tell somebody. Unya GTA any abutre. Because a lot of people start out in faith, but they don't end in faith because they lack patience. Are you following what I'm saying? They started out in faith, but they couldn't end in faith. But the forefathers, our forefathers, those who started out, the Abrahams, the Isaacs, and co, they started in faith. They continued with patience until their faith produced the needed results. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands like you understand. So patience is one of the most important attitudes that one must have to accompany our faith. All the heroes of faith captured in the Bible are essentially patient people. All the heroes of faith, the Abraham, the Isaacs, they were all people who had faith and patience. They had faith and they had patience. Faith without patience is like a car without, or a car with a flat tire. Have you ever seen a car with a flat tire? When a car, the tire no arch open. So a big car, tire too, no matter how brand new the car is, it cannot get to destination. True or not true? Faith is like the seat belt. Patience is like the seat belt on the road of life. You may believe. You may have faith. You may believe dangerously. But sometimes things will happen to you. And what you need is patience. So that becomes your seatbelt. When your car crashes, your seatbelt is what keeps you in check. So that you don't misbehave. So that you don't fly out of the car. So patience, when things happen to you, as you are believing God, as you are trusting God, as you are following God, when things come your way, when the delay comes, what you need to keep you in check, to keep you still serving God, to keep you still following God, is your seatbelt of patience. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Is somebody following me? Or is somebody following me? Patience is not a matter of want, but a great need if our faith will deliver. If your faith will perform, then patience is a need. Patience is a need. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, verse 36. Hebrews 10, verse 36. He said, for you have great need. Go to the King James. That you have great need Now, everybody, 10. Let's read it. I want to read with you. I believe God is speaking to some of us here this morning. One, go. I want all of us to read. Be upstanding and read. Be upstanding. I want to be sure everybody is part. Be upstanding. And please read it out loud. One, go. Oh, some are not reading. One, go. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Again, you have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Say, I need patience. So that after I have done what God says, I can receive my blessing. Say it one more time. I need patience. So that after I've done what God says, I can receive the blessing. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Osi unya tenase. Osi unya abutre. Se di ebeya. Se udi nyankopo ashe di esuvia. Wonsa etimia ka unshila. That means say, in pain baby, ube timia di nyamia ashe di esu. Jesus said, "Who near will try? Who change? Emma is running back now. Wave now. Wait, I. It's like God says, pay your tithe. You paid your tithe, and you didn't see anything immediately, and you didn't have the patience to wait. You have done the will of God, but you now need patience to wait for the miracle to happen. When you go and sow a seed, every farmer believes in bumper harvest, but after you sow the seed, Mr. Farmer." You have need of patience to wait for the seed. So after you do good, you have need of patience to wait. After you come to pray, you have need of patience to wait. After you do something the Bible says you should do, you have need of patience to wait for what God promised you to also come through for you. Clap your two hands. Tell somebody seated by you, when you do a good thing, you must be patient for the blessing to come. You must be patient. When you obey God's word, when you obey to serve God, you need patience to wait for the blessing. A lot of Christians, once they start doing something good, they are expecting the miracle there, then. Are you getting it? Give me a wink. A lot of Christians that obey to your tithe now expecting a miracle. We basically do it. If you tell him to live a holy life, the day he breaks up with his girlfriend or breaks up with his boyfriend and he starts living a holy life, that week, no, he wants to have a husband. True or not true? Pastor says I should stop all the bad things. Now I'm doing the good thing, but still I can't see anything. You have need of. Come on, preach. You have need of. You have need of. I say, who here? Apotre. Catch after you start doing the good thing, the will of God, you now need patience to wait for the fruits to follow. Clap your two hands for them. Am I speaking to someone here? So patience is not a matter of want, it's a great need. That's what the Bible says, you have need of faith. So what is patience? What is patience? Patience is not just waiting, but patience is waiting with the right attitude. I know that for a lot of us, when I ask you that what is patience, you immediately say that patience is waiting for the miracle. No. Patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting with the right attitude. And yes, they all change again. Name of all chain, it was super impassable. All chain, it was abnormal pop. So, all chain are all yen, it was a way. Hallelujah. So, when you join the watch queue, how many of you have been in a watch queue before? A queue to buy watch, or a queue to buy sabre, that is cocoa, porridge, or a queue to buy gobe. You know gobe, that's beans. Go to school, you understand these terminologies. Now, Have you ever been in a queue to buy one of the three I mentioned? Let me see your hand. Then I know I'm talking to not white men. I know I'm talking to the right people. Good. Have you seen that brother who is in the queue and he feels that he's waiting for his turn, but he's angry. So angry that as he's standing in the queue, he's talking plenty. He's complaining. Ah, mami yenteme, nejali na utini nyanyasano. And he's complaining and complaining. That person is waiting, but he's not waiting with the right attitude. He's not patient. I get what I'm saying. That sister who is standing in the queue, she's waiting, oh, but she's waiting complaining. She's waiting angry. She's waiting fighting everybody around. Me like this election that is going to happen and some of these things, you see how impatient people will be in the queue. So tell somebody, patience is not just waiting. It is waiting with the right attitude. Catch not on chain say, I will try and yes, I will chain, but who chain will survive him? Catch an old chain, it will survive him, I will try and yes, I will chain keke, but who chain it will survive him? It is a wood chain, chain it will survive him, man chain complaining. I'm waiting for my husband, and you are waiting for your husband, but you are doing what you want. You are not paying. Are you sure you are waiting for your husband? Amen. Patient. Tell somebody be patient. Tell somebody be patient. Is that for you? Have no patience. Job 14 verse 14 said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service, I will wait. Tell somebody, I will wait. All the days of my heart service, this is Job speaking. He said, I will wait till my change comes. All the days of my heart service, I will wait till my miracle comes. I will wait till my change comes. A lot of people cannot wait till their testimony comes. A lot of people cannot wait for their breakthrough to come. A lot of people cannot wait for their miracle to arrive. They are too much in a hurry to get what God has promised. They are too much in a hurry to get what they dreamt of. They are too much in a hurry to achieve what they have set their eyes on. But Job says that all my life, I will wait till my change comes. May somebody here begin to wait. May somebody here have a good waiting attitude. May somebody here develop a good waiting attitude. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. All my life, I'll wait till my change comes. I'll wait till my change comes. I'll wait till my change comes. Don't give up. Wait till your change comes. Don't change what you believe. Wait till your change comes. Tell somebody, wait till your change comes. You are not here. Tell somebody, wait till your change comes. All your life, wait till your change comes. Because a lot of people give up before their change comes. A lot of people, they throw in the towel. Like some people say, I've waited from January. We are in December. Wait till your change. Job didn't say, wait till you are tired. Job says, I will wait till my change comes. That means until my eye sees what it wants to see, until my hands handles what it must handle, I am not ready to give up. I prophesy over 20 people here that whatever you are waiting for, there will be a quick manifestation. I said there will be a quick manifestation. I said there will be a quick manifestation. Whatever you have been waiting from God, after today, I declare that thing is arriving. That thing is arriving. That thing is arriving. I prophesy over 100 people here. Your wait is over. Your wait is over. Your wait is over. Shout, my wait is over. And clap your two hands together. Are you sure you are clapping? Are you sure you are the one? I will wait till my change comes. Listen, let me announce to you, your change will come. Did you hear what I said? I said your change will come. I know it is hard, but I say your change is on the way. I know sometimes it is difficult to believe, but I say your change is on the way. Because one of these days you will wake up and you will realize that all things have changed for your better. One day you wake up and you will realize that all the things you used to dream about, they have become a realization. They have become a reality. All the things you used to talk about, they have become a reality. Say, my change will come. Clap your two hands if you believe. I will not always be like this. Can you announce to the one by you, I will not always be like this. I will not always be like this. Last year you were something, now you have changed. And now too, you are about to change again. You will not always be like this. I have never been the same. Even if you watch my pictures, you know I've changed. You too, you change. I said you will change. I said you will change. You will not always be like this. You will not always walk to church. You too, you will drive. You will not always wake up as a single man. You too, you will marry. You will not always walk without children. You too, one day you arrive with your children. You will not always be in this Ghana. One day you find yourself overseas. You will not always be in that class. One day you too, you will be a graduate. You will not always be jobless. One day you will be coming out of an office. Receive your sudden change. Receive your sudden change. Receive your sudden change. Receive your sudden change. Shout, my change is here. Clap your two hands together. Tell him. He said, all my life I'll wait till my change comes. Change is coming. Change is coming. Rescue, change is coming. Listen to me. Faith produces obedience. But after obeying to do the will of God, you need to be patient to receive. I got it. Your faith can make you obedient. To obey what pastor is teaching. To obey what you read in the Bible. To obey the instructions of God. But patience is what is required if you are going to receive what you believe. Are you getting me? Or are you getting me? Your change will surely come. How you conduct yourself before your change arrives is what reveals whether you are patient or not. After your change, it will come like you have prophesied. But the way you are conducting yourself is what reveals whether you are patient or not. Put your right hand on your head. Say, Lord, help me. I can't feel you this morning. Say, Lord, help me to be a patient believer. To be a patient believer. May I not rush ahead of you. Erade mami mpepre me ho. Erade mami abotre. Mami abotre me di bechem me nyonyam. Mami abotre me di bechem. Me poche aoud ya sheme. Clap your two hands if you believe. Listen to me. Every faith-filled story requires the ingredients of patience to manifest. Every faith-filled story. Abraham needed patience for 25 years. Write it down. Abraham had to be patient for 25 years before God promised him a son. And then he got that son. 25 years. Deducted from how long you have been patient. 25 years. David, when a prophet entered, a prophet entered into the house of Jesse, and the prophet, the most renowned prophet Samuel, he entered and he said that God has sent me to anoint one of your sons. Where are all your sons? They brought all the boys. And then he said, no, there is one more who is not here. They brought David and he anointed David king. But from that day, David rather became more of a servant, serving, now entered into the military, now serving. He kept serving for 17 years. He had to run from home. He was living in caves. He was living in tents. He became like an animal. He could not stay in the house. After he was promised to be the king of Israel, it took David 17 years of patience. How long have you waited? I wonder you, how long have you waited? Or you thought the day God said, David, you are going to become a king. That day, no, David woke up and it was raining. No, it takes patience to rain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when God says that you are going to be a doctor, God didn't tell you that you have to go through years of education. And if you are not patient to go through years of training, you cannot become what you are dreaming of becoming. You cannot become. David had to wait for 17 years. Were you not there when Joseph had a dream? And after Joseph had the dream, he had to wait for about 13 years. Everybody say 13 years. When he was 17, he dreamt. He dreamt that he was the king. He was the ruler among his brothers. But it didn't happen overnight. He had to wait for 13 years. How long have you been waiting? I know you have been waiting for 1 year now. And already you are angry. Some of you have been waiting for 2 years. And already you are angry. Some of you said, "Oh, pastor, I have prayed all the prayers I can pray. I have fasted all the fastings I can fast. I have paid all the offerings I can pay. Pastor, you said tithing. I have tithed all the tithes I could tithe. I have done the evangelism. I have done the follow-up. I have done the preaching. I have given. I have done everything. But pastor, it's been 2 years now. It's been 3 years now. And I cannot still see my breakthrough. I cannot still see my liberty." If you are that person, I am here to speak to you that David had to wait for 70 years and Joseph had to wait for 30 years and Abraham had to wait for 25 years and you too, you have need of patience. There are years you must wait. There are moments you must wait. There are years you must wait. There are moments you must wait. You may be waiting in tears. You may be waiting in wailing. You may be waiting in poverty, you may be waiting in disappointment, but if you can behave well, if you can keep praying, if you can keep giving, if you can keep sacrificing, if you can keep doing what God has asked you to do without you giving up, then you are behaving well. And as you behave well, you are being patient. And as you are being patient, your blessing will manifest one of these days. Can I talk to someone who is almost giving up? Can I talk to someone who is almost throwing the towel? Your years of waiting are not wasted years. They are years God is preparing you. Moses had to wait for 40 years, but God was protecting him and preparing him for those 40 years. By the time he came back to Egypt, the whole Egypt bowed to him. I speak to somebody here. As you are waiting, you are not wasting time. God is preparing you. God is preparing you. God is preparing you. God is training you. If you are the person, shout, "I hear you." Clap your two hands for the Lord. He waited 40 years. How many of you remember Elisha? Elisha was doing his business. One prophet, Elijah, passed and laid mantle on him. And then he became called into the ministry, or he was called into the ministry to become a prophet. But you know how long it took for Elijah to leave, for Elisha to receive the double portion? 21 years. Everybody say 21 years. I thought once they have laid the mantle on you, the next thing you have started a church. True or not true? Yeah. But it took 21 years of following Elijah. 21 years of patience. Even when Elijah provokes him, even when Elijah disappoints him. Elijah was a very tough man to follow. But Elisha followed with a good heart. Elisha followed with a good behavior. Listen to me. Maybe you have waited for 5 years, but at least it's still not 21 years. It is still not 25 years. That means that you still have a chance. God will not disappoint you. Can I speak to 13 people? I said, God will not disappoint you.
I said, God will not disappoint you. Can I speak to some young people? I said, God will not disappoint you. I know you are waiting on God, that God will help you so that you become different from your family members. But I said, God will not disappoint you. It's the same yesterday, it's the same today, it's the same forever. He did it for your pastor, he will do it for you. I declare that anybody that is waiting on God, you will not end in shame. I said, you will not end in disappointment. I say you not end in shame. I say you not end in disappointment. Shout, I hear, I hear.
Clap your two hands. So all the men of faith you can read about, they all had to wait for years. Yeah, that when you are reading the Bible, you read it in verses and in chapters. So by the time you realize it has happened, but what you don't know is Bible history. To be able to mark the time and the dates for you to appreciate what you are reading. Because from verse 1 to verse 2 can be 100 years. That's how the Bible is. From verse 1 to verse 2, it can be 20 years. From verse 1 to verse 2 can be 30 years. The Bible doesn't tell us. Amen. Did the Bible calculate for you 9 months of pregnancy of John the Baptist? One verse spoke about the pregnancy, the next verse spoke about the name of the child. Just like that, Mary came into the picture. One verse, by the 7th verse, Jesus was already born, walking about, learning. So the book that you are reading, it doesn't tell you the time, it only tells you the event. And so you tend to think that they had it all cool and all quick and all rosy. That's what the Bible says, that you have need of. Oh, come on, fill it in. You have need of. That is the character Christians of 21st century don't have. We have all the tongue speaking. We have all the anointing. We have all the sharp prophetic grace. But what we lack is patience. We are too quick. We are too much in a hurry to be out there, to be famous, to be popular, to be on TV. We are too much in a hurry to have money, to be rich, to be driving Range Rover. We are too much in a hurry to be having shops all over. But I pray for you that from today, the spirit of patience is entering into you. I said the spirit of patience is entering into you. And you know something about patience. Whereas faith comes by hearing, patience comes by the testings of your faith. Messi, GDA, and Namia Sema Utie, so anything, and ever. Now, so Abotre, and in Yoma, a tool, and ever. It is a in Yoma and Tua, Utie. Say no matter what, and I'll start say developing. I didn't have friend I would tell. Maybe I too want me because me. I would tell Papa. She me. I would tell. Me, I'm patient though. If nothing has happened to you, that's why you make your mouth up. Ask the one by you. What has happened to you? Ask him. What do you think has happened? And then Pan Audrey say at all. Whereas faith comes by hearing, patience doesn't come by hearing. Patience doesn't come by laying on of hands. Meet me from Santo also. Emma, Aduma Chedi, Efen Abutre, Aduma Chedi, Emma also. In Kamiso Funka, me Abrum is home. Is a man Casa Vitran, me here Abutre. Abutre deficiency. I get what I'm saying. So, we don't lay hands to have patience. The day you start praying about patience, be ready. If God starts answering you, you are in trouble. Yeah, as long as I make out here, me say, "Oh, shall sell self open by." One say, "Oh, shall sell self open by." Say, "Ready, mommy, GDA. Ready to be GDA." Yeah, me remember what in a same, what testimonies, not a two GDA. But open by say, "Ready, mommy, I'm putre." Some Bible no. Unim nanu ye. Nanu ye James chapter 1 verse 2. The trials of your what? Faith works patience. Or say temptations anyhow elbow so no renew I'm away today. So when you go, God, make me patient, say, Lord, let me go to true troubles. That's what you are praying. Yes, because that's how patience comes. Patience is not a virtue. You are not born with it. Patience is a virtue from God. And it is developed through the trials. Everybody read this. One go. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all tears. Oh, Obi ne mankind. Count it all joyful or teary or something. He said, count it all joy. Or say, Minuanum, ma we ninji, se okon soche mwa. Idea assembly. These are not two gens, they're the China. It's like, wakon soche mwa, Bible say, ma we ninji. It's like, se me ba on cheng, I'm kato say, ma we ninji, mi wa adia tu, so meba I so ma we ninji. It's like I'm insensitive. It's like soft way pa on fele me yao. Yes. But that's what the Bible said. Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse temptation. Diverse means a hutu. In social hutu, it's me ya rein social. It's me sikemun social. It's me jumemun social. It's me, yeah, like anything spiritual, anything marital. I don't know what it is, but diverse. When you go through diverse temptation, is there somebody here going through diverse, variegated temptation? Who one social as a mu guahudwo? We ban now, we are corner, we are ba as a unye frida. Bible says that count it all joy. From today, be joyful. They are not joyful. I said be joyful. I said be joyful. I shall be joyful. When something bad to you, you start laughing. Ha 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 ha. Count it all joy. Joyful. When you fall. Why did he say that? Verse 3. Everybody, verse 3. He said, knowing this, this is the secret, that the trying thing of your faith works. Or say, yes, so we shall. Enna, wabutre no eba. So when I pray the Lord, ask me pen to padolo. It's a rade, yamakuma wejuma. Mame abutre, yamakuma wejuma. Only inquire, I'm ever first with the yamakuma wejuma. Or be man comfort teaching me more. Think of what teaching me, I am send me to me, Zanona or the makers at Abijai. What's the son? This is only papa for men to us. It's Arabia, those days, you know. We are here within 1 minute in my mouth. I won't say after that prayer, Ubaya side, take it 30 minutes. And son of my mouth, wow. That just said there is improvement. You didn't hear what I'm saying. That just said there is what? Improvement. Then I'll say, Radi, still, Radi, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, Chair, do. One must still know my year, I'm in person, may you be. May I show them for me? Upon fire, yeah, man, Jesus, I'm even sure. Now we share. Patience amount. Of a sum will be a sub at the two. If I miss you, don't you 30 minutes? Of a 1 hour. And also, my poor human thing, who will cross it 30 minutes? Now, yes, I don't offer Bubona and our kai. More coffee, not just say gradually. Now, me, you wait gradually. Who won't say a time will come. They will trouble you and trouble you. You're just watching them and love them. Papa will overthrow. And so, how did it come? It came by trials. It came by trials. It came by trials. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, when you go through trials, God is working patience. When you go through broken heart, God is working patience. When you go through disappointment, God is working patience. Whatever you go through, God is producing what? Patience in you. Tap somebody and say, God is at work. He's producing patience in me. God is producing patience in me. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Clap your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.